This is a CTOR News Update. It has been 1 year since two organizations decided to team up and save surplus building materials from the landfill. This time last year, Habitat for Humanity Mid-Island's ReStore opened the building material section of its store. In this section, builders, contractors, and suppliers can donate surplus or reusable salvage materials to be resold. This area was created in collaboration with Lighthouse, a nonprofit that finds ways to reuse building materials to eliminate waste. Lighthouse created the Building Material Exchange, also known as BMX, to help connect builders and contractors with reusable materials. The space allows a ReStore to sell the building materials for lower costs than they would be bought new. The materials can be used for building construction, home improvement, household projects, or art. All the proceeds from any items sold at the ReStore go to Habitat for Humanity Mid-Island. CTOR spoke with Ava Campbell, Circular Impact Lead for Lighthouse, and Abigail Shakespeare, CEO for Habitat for Humanity Mid-Vancouver Island. Shakespeare says the new area has allowed them to grow and diversify what they can sell at the ReStore.
We've been able to see a real increase in things like salvaged kitchens, appliances, lumber, flooring, a ton of different materials that have come in, but it's also allowed us to have an increase in furniture as well, which the community has really liked.
Campbell says they have been spending a lot of time speaking with contractors and builders about this program and teaching them about sustainability, circularity, and reusing materials.
One thing that we've been doing is holding a lot of site visits and visiting local businesses. So suppliers of building materials, subcontractors, trades, going directly into their warehouses or their retail spaces to see what they have available that could be donated. A lot of it is this like invisible inventory or materials that just kind of get forgotten about, collect some dust. Maybe they were purchased for a project and the scope changes, or they just didn't end up being used for whatever reason.
She says they've also started a delivery pickup service for those who want to donate materials. Currently, Habitat for Humanity and BMX are wrapping up a 6-week-long building material drive. Shakespeare says the drive is to encourage more people to donate materials.
You know, we don't necessarily have enough to, you know, do an entire multifamily development from the ReStore, but you know, for those contractors that are working with, you know, local customers who might be doing bathroom renovations, kitchen renovations, cosmetic renovations throughout their house, it's been a neat way for us to get them in there and educate them so that they can then pass those savings on to their customers, which in an economy like this, of course, everybody is quite happy to hear.
Shakespeare says they can never seem to get enough donations of exterior doors. As well, they are currently seeking donations of appliances that are still in good working condition.
That's an area where it's incredibly expensive for them to dump it. And we have the space for it. We have the ability to test the appliances, ensure they're safe, and warranty them as well.
She says on top of saving appliances from the landfill, donations also save the contractor or builder the cost of disposing of them. Campbell says it can be a big misconception that the ReStore only takes in donations that are of salvaged materials from past builds. She says they also take in surplus materials a crew may have left over.
So a lot of times when I'm chatting about materials that can be donated, minds will instantly go to salvage. So materials coming out of a deconstruction or a demolition, used materials. Which includes amazing things like old growth wood sometimes and kitchen salvage. But it also goes back to all the surplus materials that are brand new. And when those are donated, ReStore customers are getting a brand new material or product at a fraction of the cost.
While the building material drive is now wrapping up this week, materials can still be donated to the ReStore year-round. Campbell says this new collaboration at the ReStore helps build a new circular system that allows people to reuse materials that would otherwise end up in the landfill.
I think it's a win for the environment. It's a win for the business and also for the community. Like, this is kind of the rare story where there's both the environmental and the social benefit that is happening through the ReStore and through supporting Habitat's mission.
She says people who make a donation can also receive a charitable tax receipt from Habitat for Humanity. Shakespeare says the money they make from items sold at the ReStore goes towards community projects they are working on, including a single-family house they are renovating in the Nanaimo University District.
And that is entirely driven by drives like this, both on the cost side, for us being able to sell those things that come into the store. That's actually what's fueling this renovation, as well as us meeting new people through this project. And, you know, the number of people that we've had step up and say, hey, I want to volunteer at the house. I want to volunteer all the plumbing labor, the flooring labor, and that's been directly tied to the work that's been done through this exchange.
The full list of items that can be donated to the ReStore, along with directions on how to request curbside pickup for donations, can be found on the Habitat for Humanity Mid-Vancouver Island website. For CHY News in Nanaimo, this is Laura McKenzie.
This report was made with the support of the Local Journalism Initiative, the Community Radio Fund of Canada, and listeners like you. You can find more news updates, interviews, and stories from our nonprofit newsroom, as well as our news and current affairs podcast, Midcoast Morning, at chly.ca/news.